الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الرسول: يا ربي إن قومي اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله يرفع بهذا الكتاب أقواما ويضع به آخرين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام، وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. With regard to the rights of the Quran Sharif, we mentioned some. First was Iman bil Quran, and in there the details that Iman on every ayat of the Quran Sharif. If we are weak, we can't make amal, we must believe in it, accept it. We make tawbah, istighfar for our weakness. But we don't try and justify and change the meanings or the ayats of the Quran Sharif. This was the thing which was in the previous ummah, when they couldn't accept it, when they didn't want to, then they changed the scriptures, the Torah, the Injil. The Quran Sharif, Allah Himself has taken responsibility that Allah Ta'ala will protect it. So Allah will protect, and for always there will be those people, ulama, who will teach the true Quran Sharif. There are people who will take out other different meanings from the Quran Sharif, but the actual teachings of the Quran Sharif, that will always remain. And anyone who's seeking the truth, well, it will be available to him. So we should be very careful that the words of the Quran Sharif also we don't change. Today, unfortunately, the world has come to that level where they want to change the meaning and of the ayat. They've tried long already. Now the actual ayat also, remove ayats from the Quran Sharif, etc. All these efforts are carrying on. During the Iraqi war, after the war with Iraq, America had made their own version of the Quran Sharif also, which they tried and bring about, fill the market with it in Kuwait, etc., but also with complete failure. So we should be very careful. And we know, of course, the Shias, they've got their all own concocted ideas. But the true Quran Sharif will remain, and we have to bring proper Iman on every ayat of the Quran Sharif also. Then, the love of the Quran Sharif, we have to develop that love also. If it's there naturally, very fortunate is that person. If it was not brought in us at home, in our madrasa days, then we should now work to it. It is, don't just one thing with us also, we like to blame other people. But now we are grown up, we can develop that love. And that love, we should feel that love of the Quran Sharif. That a person wants to always, wants to read the Quran Sharif. Let us see, is that with us? Have we got that attachment with the Quran Sharif? Whether we're reading it out of memory, or whether we got the Mus'haf in our hand and we are reading. But to have that is a very, very important thing, to have that craving, that love to read the Quran Sharif. We have to check ourselves, how much have we got that desire to read Quran Sharif. Reading other kitabs, mashallah, but of course, how many of us reading some books, novels, etc. And now watching films on the phone, etc. For that we have the desire. And we'll stay awake till late at night also. And all the other things. But for the Quran Sharif, how much? So we have to develop that. And this is the ideal month to work for it. And Ramadan, and the distinguishing factor of Ramadan is roza, fasting. And we are fasting, and this has got a great connection with the Quran Sharif. So how much we will attach with Quran Sharif in this honorable month, inshallah, it will remain for the rest of the year, for our whole lives also. So we have to work, become conscious to develop the love of the Quran Sharif. And together with that, then the great respect for the Quran Sharif also. Like, for example, a cell phone, if a person wants to hide it, he will hide it anywhere. He'd sit on it also. A person is reading a book, a novel, and he, like a youngster, his parents don't allow it, but if his mother walks in the room, he'll hide it anywhere also. Like that, the Quran Sharif, we can't handle it like that. The Quran Sharif must be treated with the utmost of respect all the time. And that respect, it must be in our heart. It must come from our hearts, that respect. And the Quran Sharif, the respect of it also, that where we keep it in our homes, that also it should be kept neatly, in a tidy way, in a nice way. We should always be conscious of that also. Not just like it's just like laying around or something like that. That should not be the case. The Quran Sharif, the respect of it in every form, the respect of the Quran Sharif, we should develop that also in our Quran. Then the learning of the Quran, that should be also one thing. Ta'allum al-Quran, that desire to learn Quran Sharif, and this is also across the board. For everyone, a person who doesn't know Quran, who is weak in Quran Sharif, that person also should be learning. And a person who is proficient, he also should try and carry on with the learning of the Quran Sharif. The sea of the Quran Sharif, one orator, a very good alim, and a very good lecturer, orator, at the beginning of his bayan, he said, now I will dive into the ocean of the Quran and take out gems and pearls from there and present them to you. So the Quran Sharif, whole life, we can be diving into the Quran in any aspect. And we will see what and what the Quran Sharif has got to offer. So we should be always be learning the Quran Sharif also. In all forms we should be learning the Quran Sharif. And if we can, make our homes a madrasa also. Even if it is for half an hour, 1 hour. Even if it is just with our own children. But we have a slot at home where everyone is learning Quran Sharif. Alhamdulillah, we saw once in reunion, there was one Haji Yusuf Rabat Marhum Rahmatullah Ali, a businessman, very, very wealthy and very influential in the government also. But every day after Maghrib, he would sit with his children, grandchildren, at the outside of the masjid. And till Isha, they would be all reading Quran. He would listen to them, the sabah. In spite of being such a big businessman, very big businessman, and in spite of being such an influential man, but he should do this. We saw this in another place also, some distance from Mombasa, where an Arab man also used to sit with his children, a Yemeni man, after Maghrib to Isha. His children, he should sit and listen to their Quran Sharif. And after that, his children should go away, and then he should keep on sitting with his grandchildren till Maghrib every day. So like that, every person, and these were not alims or anything, but the shaghaf, the connection with Quran Sharif. So we also in our homes, if we can sit a few minutes also with our children, even the husband and the wife, even listening to one another, that is also a form of ta'aleem of the Quran Sharif. So we should try and keep that alive and make that a salient, a special feature in our lives, in our culture. Today the Western, all their things have become, everything of theirs has come into our lives. And all our things have been sacrificed, have been removed. Quran Sharif should be there. Ta'aleem also we have in the home, which we must have also, great, great barakat. And especially in these times, with especially this virus and that, ta'aleem has a very great effect. So ta'aleem, and if we could have seerat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will have a very great good effect. And so it is with the Quran Sharif also. So we should try and make it alive, the love of the Quran, the respect of the Quran, the learning of the Quran. And we all ourselves also should be continuously learning. And then after having learned, to recite the Quran Sharif. That must be also a major constituent and feature in our lives. There shouldn't be a day that we pass without reading the Quran Sharif. We usually say that very fortunate is that father who will make this rule in his house that nobody is allowed to leave the house until he has recited Quran Sharif. And that mother who makes this rule that nobody will get breakfast in this house until they have read first Quran Sharif. So to bring Quran Sharif alive in the recitation and the tilawat of Quran Sharif, and ulama have written kitabs and compiled the incidents of people, how they make tilawat of Quran Sharif. Their whole life devoted, their whole days, morning to night, devoted to reading the Quran Sharif. And the month of Ramadan, one of the salient features, alhamdulillah, which is alive till today. But we should ask ourselves whether we are part of it or not. That is, that we see almost every masjid, not almost, inshallah, definitely, every masjid, you will find that people are busy reading the Quran Sharif. Also, very common it becomes, and very pleasing to the heart also. In fact, before Ramadan, you start seeing people making their door, umbrellaing one another. It becomes a common feature in the masjid. And if we can, this should be kept alive the whole year, all the time, the reading of the Quran Sharif. One particular masjid which comes to mind, which strikes a person's mind, was the Jami Masjid of Lusaka. There you should see Fajr time, if you came to 20 minutes before Fajr Namaz time, you won't get place in the first Saf. The whole first Saf is already occupied and all are making tilawat. The same we saw in Madinatul Munawwara, Madina Sharif, Haram Sharif, that the first Saf, the people are there early. If you are not there before Tahajjud time, you won't get place in the first Saf. And all are busy reading Quran Sharif. So we should try and endeavor in all our masjids also. In our homes before Fajr, in the Quran al-Fajri, kana mashhuda. The time of Fajr, whether it is before Fajr time or after, we should always try and make this habit of reading Quran Sharif and make it alive, encourage the family, the barakat that will come in our homes. Quran Sharif should be read at home also. Quran Sharif should be read in the masajid. Today, unfortunately, in Ramadan we have this environment, but out of Ramadan, many of our masjids, we don't see the environment of reading of Quran Sharif. There are now masjids at Fajr time, people are there in the first Saf, they are reading. But we should try and make it a common feature, the reading of the Quran Sharif. And one easy way, all this we are waiting for others to do it. We must do it, I must do it. So if we come just before and we make our sunnahs after Adhan and we have few minutes, we can be reading Quran Sharif. After Namaz, we can sit for another few minutes. If we just sit at 3-4 minutes, we will see how much of our Quran Sharif reading gets done. Like that, a person thinks, for me to read one supara, it takes me half an hour. For some of us, it might take 40 minutes also. MashaAllah, Hafiz will read in much more shorter time. So I don't find that time. But just putting that little time with every Namaz, it will help us in so many ways. And our reading of Quran Sharif, and without like any strain also on us. And especially Fajr time, in our homes, in our masajid, we should try and make the recitation of the Quran Sharif very much alive. We should be reading Quran Sharif in our cars also, where we've got all other things in our car, in the little cubby. We've got in the other places, we've got a lot of other things. We will make sure there's a tissue box also. There are tissues also. A lot of other things. We should try and keep a Quran Sharif in the car also. One time we were in Kimberley, and one of our students, forgetting his name, when they had invited us, when we went to the house, he told me, Maulana, come this side here first. And he showed me a car of theirs which had caught on fire and burned. But he showed that the Quran Sharif in the cubby was 100% intact. The whole car burned, but the Quran Sharif was safe. So Quran Sharif, and many people have reported, what freak accidents they had, what they just got saved, and they came in their heart the barakat of the Quran Sharif. So the mere presence of the Quran Sharif, and also one great thing, that even if we think we're not going to get time to read Quran Sharif, if with the respect of the Quran, when we go on safar anywhere, keep the Quran Sharif with you. And you, it just happens you got time and your heart will incline. You got the Quran Sharif, you can read it. So that is the Mus'haf itself. Today it's on the phone also. But to have the Quran Sharif with us, it's a very source of great barakah. So in our cars also, and we should try and read also. And then in our businesses also. If we can read in our businesses also Quran Sharif. My one uncle marhum, it was his practice. Like that, we wouldn't say really he was a really pious person. But he had this practice that every day he would go half an hour before to his shop. And he wouldn't open the front doors. He will first read his one supara. And though he was a person like that outwardly, you won't say like he was a pious person. But he would read according to the Islamic days. And make his every day his one khatam. He will read at home also Quran. He used to get up very early. He used to hajjud also. And Quran Sharif, and go half an hour before to the shop. And read Quran Sharif in the shop. So Allah give us tawfiq in our offices, in our shops, that they are also Quran Sharif. And then see all the goodness that will come from it. So the recitation of the Quran Sharif, we must really make it very much alive. In Ramadan, we all should see that in our homes, how much of Quran Sharif is being recited. Fortunate are those homes, and they are. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, most probably, it was that all the time there was somebody reciting Quran Sharif. There are those people all the time reciting, making salat in the home, wherever it is. Yeah, also, alhamdulillah, we got this roster for reading Quran Sharif 24 hours. So this is to the barakat of the Quran, a very, very great. And we all know the radiation. We can't deny it. Whether it's from the cell phone, whether it's from the microwave, whatever, all this radiation, the spiritual radiation of the Quran Sharif is a 100%. Just the presence of the Quran Sharif, and then the recitation of the Quran Sharif, and where we can, there are ulama, the dars of the Quran Sharif. Every masjid should also have dars of Quran Sharif. When Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Ali, after spending so many years in the jail in Malta, when he came back, people asked him, Hadrat, you were in the jail and you had lot of time. What did you think? One of the main points he said that for the upliftment of the Ummah, reformation of the Ummah, is to bring the Quran Sharif again alive. And that is from the Makatib right through. Right to our masajid where we have dars of Quran Sharif. Every masjid we should try to have dars of Quran Sharif. And the best time is the Fajr time. And then together with that, all the other aspects of Quran. Allah reward those ulama, huffaz, qurra, who have started and initiated in many masajid that once, twice a week, they have lessons on the Quran Sharif for the tajweed of the people. And also for those who have, for the huffaz who want to make their door. Whether it is those who have forgotten their Quran, and again they work out programs for them, where together with all their other duties they can fit in, and they can revive the Quran Sharif. We should try and have this in all our masajid also. Where for tajweed also, and then for door also, to revive the Quran Sharif. To make the Quran Sharif very much alive in our lives. In our personal lives, in our community, our families, hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, it is by the token of the Quran, Allah raises nations. And so many incidents are mentioned that people who had Quran Sharif with them, what honor they were given. And they were encouraged to give honor to those who had Quran Sharif with them. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in all cases, the person who had more Quran Sharif with him, that person person was much more honored than the others. The same it was with the Khulafai Rashideen also. So we should also try that we have this great respect of the Quran Sharif, of the Hafiz the Quran, and at the same time also the Hafiz himself and every Muslim, that Quran Sharif, whichever extent, whether we only know the last 10 surahs from Alam Tara, whether we know from Wadduha, but that whatever part of the Quran is in our heart, we should respect it. If the Hafiz respects that Quran which is in his bosom, then other people will respect him. But if we don't respect that Quran Sharif, and we who have got 10 surahs, 20 surahs, we've got Yasin Sharif, Alif Lam Mim Sajda, whatever it is, what is in our heart, if we respect that Quran Sharif, other people will respect us. But when we don't respect that Quran Sharif, we can't expect other people to respect us. So Allah Ta'ala, let the Quran, the recitation of the Quran become very much alive in our lives, in every aspect. And Allah make it, just as we heard in the Kitab reading, where Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that for the woman about serving their husband, but Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam also said, very few do it. So we also, it shouldn't be that we are listening, but we don't do it. If we make our resolutions here in Ramadan and afterwards also, that I want to make the Quran Sharif alive in the whole world. Just that intention, and what great rewards Allah will give. And then how much we can do, we try to make the Quran Sharif alive. And in that lot of khair kathir, all khair will come, goodness will come into our lives by making the Quran Sharif alive. So the recitation of the Quran Sharif. And then we came to the main aspect, Amal Bil Quran. The object is to make amal. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked that what was the character, the life of Nabi Ali salatu wasalam. She said he was the living Quran Sharif. That is what the Quran Sharif teaches. It must come into our lives. And if we learn the meaning, which really means that we become alims of the Quran. We become alims. Then the actual object is the learning of the Quran. And alim really becomes, he learned the Quran Sharif. Everything else from the start, where he starts with his grammar, etc. And he carries on. And then all more details in grammar, all those things. The fiqh, all this is from the Quran and is of the Quran. The final year of Dora Hadith is all the explanation of the Quran Sharif. It is all the living Quran Sharif, the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it is all Quran Sharif. So this Quran Sharif, to our lives become according to that. That we, with all the other things, the Quran Sharif, we live by the Quran Sharif. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, everyone was a living Quran. His life, every aspect, his private life, they were those great people. Their private lives were their families, everything. Their business lives was according to the Quran Sharif. Their interaction in society was according to Quran Sharif. Their family life was according to Quran Sharif. Their political life was according to Quran Sharif. If we can try and work in this way, that Quran, today we want, that we'll take some Muslim country's name and we say that they are not ruling according to the Quran Sharif. Am I ruling in my house according to Quran Sharif? Am I ruling my own life according to Quran Sharif? If we become conscious that every person, I must rule my life, and in our life, you are the president, you are the prime minister of your own life. You don't need no elections, you don't have to canvass for it also. And you got no opposition as such also. Your nafs is there, but as you are the president, you are ruling your life. So we can make Quran Sharif. And Quran Sharif must be in our eyes also. We should, what we see, everything, how the Quran Sharif, our tongue must be according to Quran Sharif. Our ears, our hands, feet, everything must be according to Quran Sharif. We should work in this direction. So to bring the whole Quran Sharif alive in our lives and to make amal on the Quran Sharif. And we are responsible first and foremost for ourselves, and not confined to ourselves. Then we are qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Our families we are responsible for. We are responsible. The rights of the neighbors are very great. And the rights of the neighbors are not only that we will give them some food if they are in need or something, but this also. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I will punish those people who have got deen, who have got knowledge of deen, which is the Quran Sharif, and they are not teaching it to their neighboring country people, to their neighboring tribes. And I will punish those tribes that they don't learn from their neighboring tribes who have got the deen, who have got the knowledge. So we are responsible that even in our neighborhood we should try. And if we work in that way, which was the old system of the Muslim community, that there was this makatib. Today we have our makatib as a official organized system, but the makatib that were, well, in every second, third home there was a maktab. Today unfortunately we have lost out on that, and we saw, like in Karachi, in all these countries, every second home is an English medium school, and they are with great delight and pride they got board English medium school. Everywhere where you see, there should be really, the houses should be houses for Quran Sharif. Every second home, every home was where Quran Sharif is being taught. And this was a common practice. And the women also in the houses, where all the little children of the neighborhood used to gather, this common practice was that she would be teaching them children. And the little children teaching them the Quran Sharif. And when they came, then they would make her khidmat. Somebody will sweep, wash the dishes. Somebody will sweep. She wouldn't take money, but they will do all these chores for her. And she would be teaching them Quran Sharif. And this was a common thing. And in many places, we were in Cape Town many years ago, in Jamaat, and we visited one senior sheikh who has passed away after Asr. When we went there, it was such a pleasure also, and it was so breathtaking that he had the hafiz was hambrawaing him door, and a little child was reading the qaida, the starting alif ba ta tha. Somebody else, all were just learning. It was the environment. Allah's rahmat is coming down. We think only of an official madrasa where learning and teaching takes place, and there we say Allah's rahmat comes down. An official occasion of a hifz khatam or some Bukhari Sharif khatam, the official occasion, but where these ulama sit with one, two students, and they are teaching with five, six little children, Allah's rahmat is pouring down there. The malaika throng there. Allah's rahmat is coming there. And these are the places from where Islam is being spread in the world. And without any expenses, you don't have to put up no big buildings or anything. And no big collection drives also. You don't need presidents and secretaries and treasurers also. And the enemy can't target you also. The way you operate like this, you are unnoticed also. And you are doing one of the greatest services, not only for Muslims and deen, but for humanity, for the whole world, for the animals also, when Allah's rahmat comes down. So Allah make it that our homes can also become this makati. Every home also can become. And the Quran Sharif is being taught, the basics of deen are being taught, and in this way, the children are just, you don't have to arrange transport now. Otherwise, lot of transport preparation, because you've got one big center where everyone has to go. So Allah Ta'ala give us this environment, the Islamic home. We were, I remember, in Mombasa, and this was common Islamic heritage, that when you would be going Fajr time to the masjid, And after Fajr, when you are coming from almost every home, you will just hear Quran Sharif coming out. Maghrib time you will go, after Maghrib you come home, every house you will hear that the children are learning, there is Quran Sharif being recited. That was the environment. But unfortunately the time has come, today every Muslim home almost has got a TV. Whether anyone is watching or not, it is the culture. You must have the TV must be on. Even if nobody is watching, but it must be there, it must be on. And worse still, in every room, a screen must be there. And one special TV room also has to be there. And this is not that this has just come on us. Allah's system works that there is no vacuum left any place. If we don't do the right thing, definitely the wrong thing will come in its place. If you don't speak the truth, you will definitely lie. If you don't look at your wife with love and kindness, you will definitely look at another woman with love and kindness. So all these things, we just have to bring the right thing. And when you bring the right thing, there is no real effort to take away the evil and the wrong. Today, because we got things upside down, we think so much of evil, and to get rid of it is so hard. If you go into, you come into the masjid, big masjid, any masjid, and it's dark. It's now you think, how am I going to get rid of this darkness? You can get all professors and people to read out papers of how to expel the darkness. And one person comes, and even if there isn't light, he just lights one candle. One candle for the whole masjid will also give light. Little bit, but it will give light. And all those lectures and that's not going to do anything. So just like that, if we also, that amal we do, and just start bringing Quran Sharif in our homes, ta'aleem in our homes, teaching of the deen in our homes, all this, the TV which we know people can't get rid of. The people will die for their TV. They will fight for the TV. But just bring the right thing. How many cases? One time, when Hazrat Ji, Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came to our country, in Newcastle, one person came to Hazrat and said that, my daughters, they demanding their inheritance from me while I'm living. They have brought TV into the house. They don't allow me to speak one word against it. Their dressing has become terrible. Everything negative. And so there's a big fight at home. And I'm commanding them they must get rid of the TV. Hazrat said, you broke our usul. Our usul is not that we command anyone take out the TV or anything. Our usul is bring ta'lim in the house. So you leave everything as it is, you just start with ta'aleem. And the barakat of the ta'aleem, while Hazrat Ji was still in the country, he came and he reported, they themselves got rid of the TV. So this really, it works wonders. And one experience we had here in Azadwal, also a lady who had a TV, and we left by the TV. But she herself took it, and she had people to throw stones and to stone the TV and to completely destroy it. So we just bring deen into our lives, and then the darkness will just get expelled. We want to fight the darkness, and we want to fight it with darkness. You want to expel darkness, bring light. And what is light? Quran Sharif. Deen, ta'aleem in our homes, all the zikr of Allah, the tilawat of Quran Sharif, just bring these things and see, and in our own personal lives, we all know that we are so used to gunas and the love of gunas, and we just can't get rid of it. Just bring the positive things, and this will expel the negative things. It will take out all the negative things. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam in Makkah Sharif, where the command of jihad was not given. They were not allowed to retaliate also. They just had to make sabr. But ta'aleem was carrying on. Da'wat was carrying on. And then finally the time came when there is no parallel in history that how Makkah Sharif was conquered. It just came into the hands of the Muslims. Allah brought it. It wasn't just that, that they came with all, there was a whole history behind it. And that is all that we bring deen into our lives. So we just do all the positive things and see how Allah Ta'ala, we bring Quran Sharif in our lives, the amal of the Quran Sharif. So Allah give us tawfiq that we try our best, and everyone, you don't have to, commonly today, one thing also, all the wrong that is happening, somebody says, somebody did this, we seldom make dua. But what we do is bad dua. We will curse the people. But to make dua, that things must come right. And this one has done this wrong, that one has done that wrong. And we just go in a frenzy. And we curse everyone. We have load shedding, we curse Eskom, or we curse somebody else. There are potholes, we curse those people. So bad dua has become our nature. Whereas a mu'min must be making dua all the time. The goodness of the people. We have become so negative in everything. And this is the forces of evil that are working on us. And we have opened ourselves for the forces of evil to overtake on us. We are sitting like sitting ducks for all these forces of evil to attack us. If we just do our basic things, and deen is not a big, it's not so impossible. It's not more moving mountains from its places. This also shaitan puts that we helplessness. I can't do anything. I'm useless. I can't do. We can bring that deen into. And we can't bring the whole of deen at one time. But whatever we can do, let us bring the deen. How much we can try and bring the proper deen. And then again, shaitan attacks us, and we bring like some modern type of deen. Or we, with the children, we have to be considerate with them. No, bring the original deen. Slowly bring the whole of the original proper deen and see how it will overtake all the evil and how the evil will just get expelled. It's like just we put the one switch on and the darkness is all gone. Instantly all the darkness is gone. One candle and it makes a world of difference in that place. So all the stalking today, too much workshops, too much conventions, and the amount of money on all that is being spent. But where is Islam? From which workshop did Islam come alive? From which convention did Islam come alive? Tabligh Jamaat, they will go stay in the masjid and they make their little bit efforts, and we see deen is coming alive. So much so that the enemy today have made Tabligh Jamaat their main target. And in every way they are attacking Tabligh Jamaat because of the great results. And without any office also. Otherwise, if you think of work of this magnitude in the world which is running, you need it to the headquarters, what offices you require, how much of computers and how much of filing system and what you would require there. But it's so this is what deen is really. And today we find also, even in the schools, with all the other evils, schooling, the teachers there also, there is more paperwork than teaching. You have to fill in this form, you have to fill in that form, you have to, previously, even in schools, and our makatib, there was nothing like this whatsoever. It was teaching all the time. Now there is more inspections and more paperwork and more all, because we didn't bring deen. The responsibility of every ustad, that he doesn't have to be monitored. He is monitoring himself. If the deen was brought in, he's monitoring himself. Otherwise, you monitor him, and who's monitoring him? You need somebody to monitor him. And then you need somebody to monitor. There is no end to it. So Allah Ta'ala, let us understand our deen and the proper system. So amal bil Quran Sharif also, and then comes after that the propagation of the teaching of the Quran Sharif. We have to teach also, and in our homes try and make everywhere, make the Quran Sharif alive. And what great rewards. For the teacher of the Quran Sharif, what great rewards. Allah Ta'ala, let us understand. And those who did it, and the tranquility Allah put into their heart. and the security Allah put into their hearts. And security is not having an insurance policy. Security is not having a secured income. When Allah puts it in your heart, all these asatiza who taught, they were just concerned of teaching the Quran. And Allah saw to all their needs. And to progeny, their needs were fulfilled also. Everyone. But when we today, we want to sell the deen. And we want for the deen also, one today, for one qirat, people are paying how many dollars for it? For one qari his qirat, for one bayan, how many thousands of dollars we are paying. So, and yeah, deen is free. Every Nabi that came, مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرِ, I'm not asking for any payment on this year. There is no payment. So if we also will teach, and then we are worried that what will happen to when I die, where my family, they must have a house, income, etc. If we will teach deen, Allah will remove that worries from the heart. And Allah will give that reassurance in the heart, Allah will put it. And Allah will protect also accordingly. And till today, roughly 1500 years, deen has come in this way. And all those great, great ulama and people who taught deen, and they taught it also free of charge. And the deen flourished all the time. And they were also protected. They were also looked after. Allah looked after them in every way. So Allah Ta'ala make it that we teach deen. And teaching of deen, where, for example, we have commonly, which is the common setup, we have our towns everywhere, then we have our jamaat who is running the affairs of the masjid, the madrasa, they have hired ustads to teach. So that is not sufficient. That is a system that we have made and which is keeping us going, this makatib system of ours. But the responsibility is not that you have handed over your child to the ustad, and now me as a parent, I am free of any obligation. I don't have to worry. No, the parent is the first person who is, the mother also is responsible, the father is also responsible. And more than we are earning and feeding our children, giving them shelter, and in fact giving them the wrong clothes and the wrong gadgets and all the wrong, we are not responsible for that. We are responsible to see the ustad is helping us. He's teaching the child. But it is our duty. It is the basic responsibility. And our first responsibility of then before giving food to the child, that we are giving deen to the child. And it is the responsibility of the parents. قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. It is every Muslim parent, it is his responsibility. We've got a Hifz Ustad, he's teaching our children, he's making him a Hafiz. Very good, Alhamdulillah, no problem. But it is firstly, we are responsible. We should see to everything. Today, forget madrasa. That is, we don't think anything of it. School, parents don't know, not in which class is the child, which grade is he in, they don't know in which school he is also. Which, whether he's going to this school or whether he's going, they just got a life of their own. And they are just living. And this what the children, they will just see to whatever things they have to give them. But interest in the children. Today, as parents, we don't have time for our children. So parents also, children also alienated from us. They also don't have feelings for us. We also have become like strangers, especially the father. Today, the working mother also is like a stranger. And how sad, and Allah's whole system, the little you move from deen, you go into wrong. And you go into stupidity. And the worst stupidity, you think you are right. So now when we are not attached with our children, the children think that the nanny, the helper in the house, she is the mother. She is doing everything for the child. And she is cooking for the child, feeding the child, she is washing and bathing the child, she is changing the nappies. Mother, she doesn't see her mother. Only when the mother comes at night, Then and the mother is more busy again on her phone and on her own thing. No time for the children. And our main, if she has little time, it is also for some worldly aspect. But for deeni aspect, nothing whatsoever. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Mothers of the past, they used to read Yasin Sharif when cooking, for example. The little we can do, 10 times read Durood Sharif, blow on that food. When the mothers, when they are cooking, when washing the child, a little child facing the, washing the face, do it, La ilaha illallah, the Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. There's the words, see what great effects it will have on the children. So to teach the Quran Sharif also, and then the propagation of the Quran Sharif, that we are responsible to propagate the message of the Quran Sharif. The proper, Alhamdulillah, Tabligh Jamaat is doing that great, wonderful work. Ulama are giving bayans. Kitabs are being written. Literature is being given out in whichever way we can. And the best is on the one-to-one, person-to-person. That is the greatest form of teaching deen. So to propagate the Quran Sharif also. There are places where the Muslims' whole lives, they have become old, but they haven't seen a Quran Sharif also. They forget touching, they haven't seen a Quran. And present, till now there are these conditions. Not very many years ago, our Ustad, Maulana Ibrahim Mia, Rahmatullah Ali, he explained to us himself, we went to northern Mozambique. And there the people, 99% were Muslims at that time. The enemy is making all their funny efforts everywhere in different ways. Anyway, so those people came and they wanted, they asked them for their Quran Sharifs. They took their personal copies to read. They gave whoever came first, and they came more, and they're asking for Quran Sharif. Then they said, just let us touch the hand that touched the Quran Sharif. So much they had love. And really, we got 20 copies of the Quran Sharif in our homes, and we're not reading one also. Those people who never saw a Quran Sharif, but their desire from inside, their status is more higher than us. We are sitting with 20 Quran Sharifs in our homes, and we got no desire to touch them and read them also. That is the till today, this necessity of Quran. And mashallah, there are organizations, people who are working and making effort to try and get Quran Sharif to these people. May Allah Ta'ala give us the love, the respect, the honor of the Quran Sharif, make us people of the Quran Sharif, and then see the Quran Sharif kept in the shelf. It's not going to get that effulgence and the benefit. You know, if we become men of the Quran Sharif, then see how the teachings of the Quran will spread in the world. And all the righteousness and goodness we want in the world, it will come alive if we make that worry. And if we just who are sitting here, we get that worry and we try and do it, inshallah, we will see the great, great difference that will come in the world. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.